Pressure on the way. Osweiler floats the ball. He wants to marry Thomas. Thomas is there. Touchdown, Denver.
The Broncos a little bit more competitive, but couldn't quite get over the hump against the Bengals. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani, sitting alongside John Elway. And John, what do you think about Vance's decision to part ways with Mike McCoy?
Well, it's always tough, but it's tough to lose six games in a row, too. And I think that, VJ felt like he really had to do something. And obviously, Mike was that guy. And so, hopefully the change will help us and we can get better offensively and start executing a little bit better offensively and really cut down on the turnovers, because that's really what's been our Achilles heel for the last 6 weeks. And so, sometimes it's always hard. Someone's got to be that guy. It's Mike. And so, we'll see the effect that it has. And hopefully we can head forward and start playing a little better.
Yeah, what kind of things do you think will change with Bill Musgrave calling plays now?
Well, I mean, I think the bottom line is what we're trying to do offensively is execute better. Mike is a very smart guy and had a big playbook. And sometimes it gets so expansive that it's more about the scheme than it is the execution. And so, I mean, the way we're playing offensively was about the execution. And when you're not executing and you're turning the ball over, you're not going to have a lot of success. And so hopefully we'll pare things down. We'll find out what Billy's personality is as a play caller. He's done it for a long time, got a lot of experience doing it. He's got it, And so, I'm looking forward to seeing what Billy can do.
Yeah, maybe find an identity.
Absolutely. And, continue to run the ball like we're running. That's been very, very successful. We ran the ball well last week and throughout the year. But, I think we'll hopefully see some change in the passing game and execute that a little bit better.
Okay, well, we're just getting started here on Elway Access. When we come back, we'll ask John about the quarterback situation.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
Back here on LA Access, and John, VJ said that you and him talk almost every single day. What are those meetings like with him? Like, will you weigh in on the quarterback situation, or are you kind of just chat?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, we'll have – everybody has their own opinion and see kind of where we are. And, not only do we talk about everything. We don't talk about just the quarterback position. That's one of the positions we talk about. But we talk about the football team and different things that we may be able to do to get this thing turned around and get it going the right direction again. So, but quarterback obviously is a – it's going to be a hot topic, and we'll see what VJ wants to do. And he hasn't made his mind up with what he wants to do at the position. Obviously, we've seen Trevor and we've seen Brock, and the only guy we haven't seen is Paxton. So we'll see if Paxton's ready to go. But ultimately, it's going to be up to what VJ feels best for the football team.
It's been a tough stretch here, but talking to the guys, they're still 100% behind Vance. How's Vance done through this stretch here?
Well, he's hung in there. He's a rookie head coach, and so to be able to have gone through this, if we get this thing pulled out, it'll be the most valuable thing that's ever happened to Vance, because having seen this side of it and the different things and the difficult decisions he's had to make and the tough situations he's been through, I think this will really make him, better in his career and his future. And so, but hopefully we got to pull it out of the nosedive. But he's hung in there. He's been positive, and he's been the leader for the team. So
Thursday Thanksgiving, what's Thanksgiving like the Elway household?
It's whether the kids are home or not. And so obviously, when they're as old as my kids are now, they're going different directions. So it's hard to get them all rounded up in one spot. But this year will be a little bit quiet because none of them are coming in town and are. They're going different directions, and so we're going to just have a nice, quiet Thanksgiving.
Okay, John. Well, we hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, that's going to do it for us. It's been Elway Access. For John Elway, I'm Phil Moore.